بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. Reflecting on dua of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arafah, we reach this passage. Ilahi ma altafaka bi ma'a azim jahli wa ma arhamaka bi ma'a qabih fi'li. O Allah, how kind you are with me despite the fact that I am an ignorant servant, and how merciful you are with me despite my bad actions. Ilahi ma aqarabaka minni wa ab'adani ank. O Allah, how close you are to me and how far I am from you. You are very close to me, but unfortunately I am very far, as we explained yesterday. وَمَا أَرْأَفَكَ بِي. How affectionate you are with me. فَمَا الَّذِي يَحْجُبُنِي عَنْكَ. So what is the thing that keeps me far from you? What is the barrier between me and you? A very noble personality may put sometimes barriers, security, guard, so that everyone doesn't go to trouble him. Is Allah the same? Has Allah commissioned some people to be standing between him and us so that we cannot go to him? Has he hidden himself in some place so that no one can find him? Has he given, na'uzu billah, wrong address to us, says, you know, go and find me in another place, and when we go there, he's not there? No. He has made himself available to us. He has sent all the invitations through prophets to us. And he says, anytime I am there, udu'uni astajib lakum. Idha sa'alaka ibadi anni, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am very near. So, if there is any problem, if there is any barrier, any veil between us and Allah, it is coming from us, not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as He is concerned, He wants everyone to be close to Him. How can a father or a mother hide himself from the parents and say, I don't want to see you? It's impossible. The most important thing for the parents is to have always their children with them. They don't need them to help them or, you know, to give them anything. Just they love to be with the children. Many cases the parents just have to provide them with things, but still they want them to be with them. This is the greatest joy of a father or mother, to have his children or her children around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be with him. But unfortunately, sometimes there are lots of barriers between us and Allah, and they are all put and fixed by ourselves. In Dua Abu Hamza Somali, Imam Zainul Abidin says, and that explains the same point, إن الراحل إليك قريب المسافة. The one who is traveling towards you, the wayfarer towards you, has a short distance in front of him. You don't need to go to another planet to find Allah. You don't need to go thousands of miles to find Allah. You need just to be determined and put one step on your ego. Then you find Allah is there. You don't need to go, you know, lots of, you know, other places. Once a person went to the mosque and there were many people near the door, but still some space next to the minbar. So the caretaker of the mosque said, "May Allah's mercy be upon everyone who takes one step forward, so that they evacuate some space behind." So when he said this, that alim came down from minbar. He said, "This is enough. All the prophets, all the imams, all the awliya have come to teach us to only make one step forward. And that is to put your step on your ego. You don't need even two steps. Just one step is enough." So he said, "For tonight, we don't need any majlis. That is enough for us." So this is why Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam says, "Inna ar-rahila." "Inna ar-rahila ilayka qareebul masafa." Normally, when I have some classes, when I come here, I make a question. And I ask people, how do you compare the saying of Imam Zainul Abidin with the saying of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Because Imam Ali says, "Ah, min qillat al-zad wa bu'd al-safar." Imam Ali says, our journey is very long journey and our provision is very little. But his son says, this is short. How do you put them together? And the answer is, yes, there is a big distance between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is for the people who haven't embarked on the journey. When you embark on the journey, when you are a rahil like, the wayfarer, then it becomes very short. Because Allah doesn't tell you, you have to come all the way to me. He says, you come to me and then I run to you. So he makes the journey very short. So if, for example, you are going to meet a person, say in, for example, I don't know, another town, so it's thousands of miles away from here. But you tell him, just come to the airport and I fly to airport and then we can meet at the airport. So that person just needs to go from home to the airport. You are traveling from this place to that country to see him. So, like the what, you know, what we did this Muharram. So you came from your home here, but I have come all the way from Qom to you so that we can meet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't expect us to make all the journey by ourselves. You just make a short distance. He comes to you. That in Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, "Man taqaddama ilayya shibran, ataqaddam ilayhi dhira'an." If you come to me, a shibr, which is this distance between two fingers, I come like this distance, about 1 meter. If you walk, I run. So there is no conflict between what Imam Ali says and what Imam Zainul Abidin says. There is no conflict. If you start and embark on the journey, it becomes very short. Then Imam Zain al-Abidin says, وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَحْتَجِبُ عَنْ خَلْقِكَ إِلَّا أَن تَحْجُبَهُمُ الْأَعْمَالُ دُونَكَ. You don't hide yourself. You don't put some barriers and guards and security. It is the actions of people that keep them far from you. You know, Allah is the best, the purest, the perfect. When my actions are impure, I cannot enter into that realm. Automatically, I don't want to go there. Because I don't suit that. Why some people don't go to heaven? It's not because they don't, you know, let them in. They don't suit heaven. They cannot go to heaven with that nature that they have. Even if you put them in heaven, I am sure they will suffer. Because when they see the purity of heaven and everyone there, they say, it's embarrassing that I am here. I must go to hell. I am not of such a character. You know, sometimes some people come to the mosque or to the majalis, they suffer. The hadith says it's like a person is put in the prison. Why? There's no one stopping them. No one says, you know, bad things to them. Everyone welcomes them. But they don't find themselves suitable for these majalis. They enjoy in other types of majalis and gatherings. So, a person who has done bad actions, has committed sins, has done zulm to himself and other people, this becomes his barrier. Not Allah has put some barrier. إِنَّكَ لَا تَحْتَجِبُ عَنْ خَلْقِكَ. You don't hide yourself. إِلَّا أَن تَحْجُبَهُمُ الْأَعْمَالُ دُونَكَ. It's their own actions that keeps them far. وَقَدْ قَصَدْتُ إِلَيْكَ بِطَلِبَتِي. But I have decided, I have made my decision very firmly that I want to come to you. وَتَبَجَّهْتُ إِلَيْكَ بِحَاجَتِي. And I want to come to you with my request. وَجَعَلْتُ بِكَ اسْتِقَاثَتِي. But I ask you for help. I am not able to reach you by myself. I have so much weakened myself that I am not able to reach you. Although you are very near, but I have damaged myself. It's like a person who injures himself, who breaks his leg, he cannot go even one step further. So he needs help. So he says, oh Allah, please take my hand so that I can come to you. جعلت بك استقاثتي وبدعائك تبسلي. I appeal to you من غير استحقاق لاستماعك مني. But I don't deserve your attention. It's not that I say now you must pay attention to me. No. Who am I? I have done so many bad things that even if you ignore me, I know that it is right for you. But if you can be still patient with me, give me another chance, help me, I will be very thankful. But if you don't help me, I'm not going to complain. There is no istihqaq. I don't deserve this. وَلَا اسْتِيجَابًا لَعَفْكَ عَنِّي. There is nothing to make you obliged, compelled, that you have to pardon me. بَلْ ثِقَتِي بِكَرَمِكَ. But because I am 100% sure about your karam, about your generosity, about your mercifulness, so still I am hopeful. Still I ask you for help. There is nothing in my history that makes me hopeful. But there is something in front of me that makes me helpful, and that is you. When I look at you, I am very hopeful. As we say in dua, مَوْلَايَ إِذَا رَأَيْتُ ذُنُوبِي فَزِعْتُ. When I look at my sins, I want to cry and I want to shout and cry. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُ كَرَمَكَ تَمِعْتُ. But when I look at your generosity, then I have hope. I say, never, it's too late. I can go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, there is no hijab, there is no barrier fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our own bad actions. It is our love for dunya that keeps us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّبُوا الْمَوْتِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Tell all the people who follow Torah, if you think you are friends of Allah, then you must desire to die. Because a friend wants to join his friend. If you really want Allah, you must miss him. If you miss him, then you want to join him as soon as possible. فَتَمَنَّبُوا الْمَوْتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are really lovers of Allah, and you say no one else is Allah's friend, it is only us, so you should desire for meeting Allah. But the sad thing is that the Quran says, you find them, they want to live in this dunya 1,000 years. They are so much attached to dunya, they don't want to leave this dunya. When you are not honest and you say, I love you, but you love something else or someone else, then you prefer to stay with this person or, you know, this thing rather than going to that person. If you are a real lover of Allah, you want to go back to him as soon as possible. Why do you still continue to live here? Because this is Allah's decision. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says in Khutbah al-Muttaqeen, لَوْلَا الْآجَالُ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. If it was not because Allah has written down some ajal, some deadlines for them, لَمْ تَسْتَغِرَّ أَرْوَاهُهُمْ فِي أَجْسَادِهِمْ تَرْفَةَ عَيْنًا أَبَدًا. Their soul was not able to remain. شَوْغًا إِلَى الثَّوَابِ وَخَوْفًا مِنَ الْإِقَابِ. Out of yearning for meeting Allah and out of fear of being punished if they are bad, they would have died immediately. So those people who are friends of Allah, for them death is very easy. For them death is indeed very sweet. As Hazrat Ali Akbar said, أحلى من العسل, is sweeter than honey. What type of understanding he had, what type of upbringing he had, that in that age, which is the age that you have the greatest attachment to dunya. When you are very young or very old, you don't have that much attachment. But when you are a teenager or, you know, young, you know, adult, that is the time that you have the greatest joy in dunya. Still he says, the death for me is ahla min al-asr. So this is a sign of being a real lover of Allah. So the love for dunya, attachment to dunya, makes us very far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, فَمَا الَّذِي يَحْجُبُنِي عَنْكَ. What is there which keeps me far from you, which stops me reaching you? It must not be from you, it's from me. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Qaf, when a person dies, he would be told, لَقَدْ كَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاعَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Now we have removed the veil from before your eyes. There is no veil. Now you can see everything. And what is interesting is Allah says, غِطَاءَكَ. This is your veil. This is what you have put in front of yourself. This is not what I have put in front of everyone. It is your veil, therefore there are people who don't have veil. And there are people who have very thin veil, and some have very thick veil. Everyone has its own veil. What stops me seeing Allah is maybe my love for position, maybe my love for dunya, maybe my love for, I don't know, there are many things. So everyone has his own veil. Therefore Allah says, لَقَدْ كَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. This is your ghita, this is your wail. فَبَّصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Now your eyes are sharp. But that is too late. When I can see all the realities, but I'm not able to do anything. So that's too late. We have to be able to see those realities while we are in dunya so that we can do something. Otherwise, too late. After you give the exam paper, then if you see all the answers, there's no point. When you are still being examined, if you remember, that's the point. Otherwise, afterwards, there's no point. لَقَدْ كَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاعَكَ فَبَّصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. But if you had ilm al-yaqeen, even right in dunya, you would be able to see everything. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. If you had knowledge of certainty, you would be able to see everything. You would see hell, you would see heaven, you would see everyone who is in hell or heaven. You would see the angels. And if on top of that you have haqqul yaqeen, which is the true certainty, then you would be able perhaps to even feel. As Imam alayhi salam says about muttaqeen, that they are so much certain about hell and heaven as if they hear the noise and the sound of the fire. كَأَنَّ زَفِيرَ الْجَهَنَّمْ وَشَهِيقَهَا. As if the sound of the blazes of fire is in their ears. So, this is possible. But unfortunately, we have closed our eyes or we have put a very, you know, dark object in front of us. We cannot see. It is not Allah who has done this with us. This is me. I have to blame myself. فَمَا الَّذِي يَحْجُبُنِي. So what is that which stops me, which covers my eyes, which doesn't let me to be with you? Another thing that we have to remember is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any guard, any security people to stop people. But there is a self-employed person who sometimes acts as the guard. Who is that? The shaitan. Allah didn't ask him to be God and stop people. But shaitan stands there, and if you are not insistent, he sends you back. Why you want to meet Allah? Go and enjoy yourself in other things. Or why you want to meet Allah? You are still too young. Come later. Why do you want to see Allah? You are so sinful. There is no point. So bringing different reasons tries to change your mind. As some ulama say, it's like a dog barking and frightening the people who are not familiar. If you are familiar, you can go inside the house and no one would hurt you. If you are not familiar, you will be frightened and that dog may attack you. So, shaitan tries to keep people far from Allah. But this is not what Allah wants. Allah is going to punish shaitan for this. But Allah is also going to question us, why you obeyed shaitan? Why you paid attention to shaitan and the people who don't want you to come to me? Those who want to change your mind and put you in another direction, don't listen to them. And seek refuge from me. Ilahi, علمتُ باختلاف الآثار وتنقلات الأطوار أن مرادك مني أن تتعرف إلي في كل شيء حتى لا أجهلك في شيء. Very beautiful point. You know, there are so many changes that happen in our life. different problems, different issues, different circumstances, meeting different people, lots of opportunities, lots of challenges. Always we are in change. Imam says, I realized that all these changes are because you want to show yourself to me. You are giving signals to me. You want to make me understand that all these things around you are changeable, therefore you cannot rely on them. Go and find someone who is not changeable. Someone who is always there and you can rely on him. You cannot rely on anything or on any person apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the only one that brings tranquility to this world. Some constancy to this world. Otherwise everything is changeable. So, you are so kind that you want to draw my attention towards yourself so that I don't ignore you in anything. تَتَعَرَّفَ إِلَيَّ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. You want me to know you. He doesn't need us, but he's so kind, he wants us to know him. You know, like for example, if you are an alim or a teacher, for example, you go to a place that people cannot read, cannot write, don't know anything about their religion, they don't know anything about ahkam, they don't know even how to make ghusl, how to make wuzu, how to say salat. So you tell them, you know, I am ready for you. They don't come. You say, let me send them letters. I have come to this community, you know, this is my address. Anytime you can come and ask me, they don't come. You send them text message, they don't come. You pick up the phone, I speak to them, they don't come. You ask people, you know, please go and tell them, I am here, available, they don't come. So, you use all different techniques to bring them so that they listen, but they don't come. So who should be blamed? You have gone out of your way to help them, but they don't want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does everything in order to draw our attention towards our treatment, towards the source of our healing and shafa, which is his remembrance. But unfortunately, we still don't get the message. When sometimes you are poor and sometimes you make lots of money, you shouldn't only think about the business side of it. Think that there is someone for whom everything is possible. Whether you are poor or you are rich, your great hope must be in him, your trust must be in him. But unfortunately we don't see that side. We only get busy with the first cover, the front. You know, I don't know if you have noticed this. Very young children, maybe 1 year old, you know, less than 2 year old, sometimes when you want to show them something, it's difficult. For example, if you want to show them a picture on the wall, you point like this. But instead of looking at the picture, he looks at your hand, your finger. He doesn't get the message. He doesn't realize that you are referring to something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through poverty, richness, health, illness, all these things wants us to pay attention to him. But we only see the finger, not where the finger is pointing at. This is the problem. Imam Hussein says, I have come to this conclusion. أَنَّ مُرَادَكَ مِنِّي. What you want from me is أَن تَتَعَرَّفَ إِلَيَّ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. You want to know you in everything, حَتَّى لَا أَجْحَلَكَ فِي شَيْءٍ, so that there is no ignorance about you in any case, in any circumstances. You want me to be fully aware of you in all circumstances. Why? Of course, for our own benefit. He doesn't need us. It is for our own benefit. This is the only way that we can be saved. And here you may remember the famous hadith Qudsi, كنت كنزا مخفيا فأحببت أن أعرف فخرقت الخلق لكي أعرف. I was a hidden unknown treasure and I wanted to be known, so I created the people so that I can be known. Of course, for Allah, whether we know Him or not is not going to have any impact on Him, but it's for our purpose, for our benefit. إلهي كلما أخرسني لؤمي أنطقني كرمك. Whenever my problems, my sins, my incompetence, my meanness stop me talking, make me unable to speak, I cannot say anything, أنطقني كرمك. Your generosity make me able to speak. It's like someone who meets a very important personality. Imagine there is a very important personality that for many years you have been trying to meet him. And then all of a sudden you meet him. Then sometimes you are not able to speak. You are so much, you know, surprised that you are stressful. You don't know how to say, how to open the discussion. Then it is only when that person speaks softly and nicely with you and smiles and, you know, asks what is your name, then gradually you are able to speak. You may remember last year I mentioned this story about a person who wanted to precede Rasulullah by saying salam first, because Rasulullah was always saying salam to people. So once this person, this young man, tried to hide himself behind the wall, and when Rasulullah was coming, he said, I will jump out and say salam before he can say salam to me. So he found that Rasulullah is coming, so he decided to hide. When Rasulullah came, he acted according to plan. Everything was perfect. The only thing was that when he jumped and he saw Rasulullah, he was not able to speak. And Rasulullah told him, Salamun alaykum. Peace be with you. When a mu'min says peace be with you, you really feel peace. It's not just, you know, a formal salutation or greeting. This is a dua. It's very powerful. When a mu'min says Salamun alaykum, then you feel peace. And therefore, if these salams that we send to Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt, if these salams are answered, which inshallah we hope will be answered, then they will change us. You would not be the same person before salam. So Rasulullah said, Salamun alaykum, then he was able to say, Alaykum as-salam. Then he was able to answer. He was not able to initiate salam. Who can offer peace to Rasulullah? Rasulullah has come to offer peace. No one can offer peace to Rasulullah. And this is why Allah says in the Quran, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. When the believers come to you, you say salam to them. And tell them that your Lord has written down to be merciful with you. So Allah says to Rasulullah, say salam to them. If we were instead of Allah, we would have said to people, when you meet Rasulullah, say salam to him. But Allah said to Rasulullah, send salam to people. This is a sign of kindness of Allah and also a sign of Rasulullah being able to give peace. So, كُلَّمَا أَخْرَسَنِي لُؤْمِي أَنْطَقَنِي كَرَمُكَ. Whenever I'm not able to speak because of my meanness, my problems, it's your karam, your generosity that make me able to speak. وَكُلَّمَا آيَسَتْنِي أَوْصَافِي أَتْمَعَتْنِي مِنَ نُكْ. آيَسَتْنِي comes from يَأْس, means despair. Whenever my qualities, my habits, my traits of character make me feel despaired, I lose my hope, your favors, your blessings make me hopeful. When I look at you, I become hopeful. When I look at myself, I become hopeless. This is what Imam Hussein alayhi salam is saying, not me and you. Imam Hussein, with all those qualities that he has, when he compares what he has to what can he have when Allah is concerned, when Allah's rights are concerned, he feels there are so many shortcomings. Even Rasulullah said, it's very famous, he says to Allah, مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ وَمَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ. Even Rasulullah doesn't say, I have done ibadah perfectly, I have knowledge of Allah perfectly. No, he says, we have not known you as you are deserving to be known. We have not worshipped you as you deserve to be worshipped. Whatever we do is little. Whatever we do is not significant. But because he is very kind, then we hope that these little things can be accepted, provided that you do your best. If you do your best, it still is too little. But try to do your best according to your understanding, according to your talents, and then inshallah, Allah would accept. Elahi, this is the last part for today. Man kanat mahasinuhu masawi, fakayfa la takunu masawihi masawi. Elahi, my Lord, the person whose good actions are bad. So what about his bad actions? When I look at my good actions carefully, I find that there are problems. Now imagine what would be the condition with my bad actions. I said yesterday, when we look at our salat, which is our best action, we see that, oh, if you put, you know, some careful eye on your salat, or if you show your salat to an expert, show it to Imam Ali alayhi salam, please give a mark to my salat, then he would say, sorry, it's better not to evaluate your salat, because then you will lose your hope. Our salat is something for which we have to ask istighfar. Oh Allah, please forgive me because I am doing such a salat. This salat doesn't, you know, suit the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can guarantee you, the way we speak to Allah, if we speak to any person in the world, he would get angry with us. Any person. Even you speak like this with your wife, with your mother, with your husband, and he knows that when you are speaking to him, you are thinking about something else, he will get angry with you. Especially if you do it every day, not once. Every day you say, I want to speak to you. You come, but then you think about something else. He would say, are you making mockery of me? He will get angry with you. And this is about our salat. Every ibadah that we do, if we do it properly, if we do it according to all the requirements of fiqh, if our niyyah is pure, which is very difficult, the hadith says, riya, not to be honest and sincere in your intention, is sometimes so difficult to understand, it's like a black ant walking on a black stone in a very dark night. Imagine dark night, you cannot see anything, and there is a black stone, and then there is a black ant walking on that. How can you find out? Riya is even more difficult than this. Sometimes you think your niyyah is good, but then if you are careful, you realize. If you are not careful, you never realize that this was not for the sake of Allah. Why you want people to praise you? Why you want people to encourage you? If it is to get energy, if you want to get feedback, that is good. But most of the time, we want people to praise us because we are working for the people. And if no one praises us, we feel there was no point. Why I did this? I did all these things for the community so that they can please me. This is very difficult. All who do community work, they have to be very careful about their intention. And sometimes at the beginning the intention is good, gradually it can be affected. At the beginning I go to Hose to learn about my religion, to be able to serve Allah better. Then gradually Shaitan comes and says, you must become a good alim. Why? So that everyone, you know, appreciates your knowledge. Everyone says, oh, this man is a great man. Everyone comes to you, respect you. So, sometimes also more difficult. Says, everyone should learn from you. You will have lots of reward. Don't let other ulama work. Do all the work yourself. This is Shaitan. Very carefully comes and finds little space to get into your heart and puts the germ inside your heart. We have to be very careful. So, my salat has lots of problems. I am not sure about the intention, I am not sure about the concentration, lots of problems. I go, for example, to Hajj. Inside Masjid al-Haram, I annoy other people. Inside Tawaf area, I cause problems for other people. Sometimes you see, unfortunately, there are people who hurt other people. When you go to Ramya Jamarat, you see the problem. I'm not saying everyone is like this, but unfortunately this is a problem. In the most sacred places, we do things which are not proper. Then we do ghaibah on our way back from Masjid al-Haram to hotel. We do ghaibah. So everything is surrounded with lots of problems. So now this is about our good actions. What about then our bad actions? So Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, Ilahi, man kanat mahasinuhu masawi. When his good actions are bad, فَكَيْفَ لَا تَكُونُ مَسَاوِهِ مَسَاوِهِ. So how his bad actions are not bad? What is there that I can say 100% is good? The late Ayatollah al-Uzma Burujerdi, rahmatullah alayh, may Allah give long life to our maraji, and may Allah inshallah let our maraji who have passed away to be with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And one of the things that we should always be thanking Allah is for having such great ulama. Unfortunately, sometimes people don't appreciate. If it was not because of our ulama, because of maraj, we were lost. 14 centuries is not, you know, short time. Alhamdulillah, we are still able to find out the original teachings of Islam and Ahlul Bayt. It's because of the dedication of these people. They are ready to die but not to change their fatwa. Sometimes we unfortunately look at it as from negative point. Say, why this man is not lenient? Why he doesn't change fatwa for our convenience? But this is not what he is supposed to do. He is not there so that make life easy for us. He is there to guide us. Sometimes a doctor gives you injection. Sometimes doctor gives you a sweet syrup. It depends on your illness and on his understanding. You cannot say, now instead of, for example, injection, give me a sweet syrup. It depends. Our maraji have great role and we have to be very appreciative. The late Ayatollah al-Uzma Burujerdi, when he was dying towards end of his life, you know, he was very ill and it was clear that he's going to die soon. So there was a meeting, many ulama went to visit him. And he was saying that I am very worried because I'm going to Allah with empty hand. So ulama started saying that no one, at least in recent, you know, time, has done so much service that you have done. You have revived the Hawza. You have trained lots of mujtahideen. You have established many schools, Masjid Azam in Qom, Islamic Mosque in Hamburg, many places. But he said something very moving. He recited this hadith. أخلص العمل فإن الناقد بصير. Make your amal pure, because the one who is to investigate, he is very sharp. If you have a fake coin, maybe you can deceive people, ordinary people. But the one who is expert would not be deceived. He realizes that this is a fake. Ayatollah Burujerdi says, I am not sure whether my intention was honest or not. And this is the man that when he was earlier going to go to Mashhad, people were suggesting that we should have a special welcome for you in every town. Because they used to drive, it was not, you know, by plane. So they said, you know, every town people should come to welcome you as a respect. He said, I have never done even one little thing so that I become marja. I don't want this. So, this doesn't mean that it is bad, but as a person, he doesn't like this. He never wants, you know, people to come and kiss his hand or, you know, to praise him. But such person is still, he is worried. So, we have to be very careful. When such people are worried, I must be worried. I must be more worried. If I am not worried, it means that I haven't really taken this seriously, that Allah is going to evaluate my action. Nothing will be hidden from Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to, inshallah, do our actions properly and with pure, inshallah, intention. This is a passage from Irshad by the late Shaykh Mufid, volume 2, page 74 onwards, from the Arabic version. And this is about the journey of Imam Hussein alayhi salam towards Karbala. And the narrator says that a person was coming from Kufa, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam saw him and wanted to meet him so that he can get some news about what is happening in Kufa. But that person, when he saw Imam, he changed his directions to avoid meeting Imam, because he had the bad news and he didn't want to give the bad news. And that was about the martyrdom of Muslim and Hani. So two people from Bani Asad, they saw him and they saw Imam, so they said, let us follow him and get the news from him. So when they reached him, فَقُلْنَا السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ, we said salam to him, and he said, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ. قُلْنَا مِمَّنِ الرَّجُلُ, we asked him, to which tribe do you belong? He said, أَسَدِيٌ. قَالَ قُلْنَا وَنَحْنُ أَسَدِيَانُ, we are also from the same tribe, it was a big tribe. So he said, we introduce ourselves, who is my father, who is my grandfather, so that we came to know each other. Then we told him, أَخْبَرْنَا عَنِ النَّاسِ وَرَاءَ, tell us what people are doing. قَالَ نَعَمْ لَمْ أَخْرُجْ مِنَ الْكُوفَةِ حَتَّى قُتِلَ مُسْلِمُ بْنَ عَقِيلَ وَحَانِيَ بْنَ عُرْوَةِ. He says, I didn't leave Kufa unless I knew that Muslim and Hani were martyred. وَرَأَيْتُهُمَا يُجَرَّانِ بِأَرْجُلِهِمَا فِي السُّوقِ, and I saw myself that they were being dragged in the markets of Kufa with their legs. فَأَقْبَلْنَا حَتَّى لَحِقْنَا الْحُسَيْنِ. Then these two men said, we went to see Imam Hussein alayhi salam and give him the news. So we followed Imam حَتَّى نَزَلَ الثَّعْلَبِيَّةِ, till Imam reached the manzil, the station of Thalabiyyah. So we said salam to Imam and Imam gave us salam. فَقُلْنَا لَهُ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ إِنَّ عِنْدَنَا خَبَرًا. May Allah's mercy be with you. We have a news. إِنْ شِئْتَ حَدَّثْنَاكَ عَلَانِيَةً. If you want, we give it in front of other people. وَإِنْ شِئْتَ سِرًّا. If you want, we give it in private. فَنَّذَرَ إِلَيْنَا وَإِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ. Imam looked at us and his companions. ثُمَّ قَالَ مَا دُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ السَّتْرُونَ. There is nothing hidden from these people. Hussein is so much close with his companions that there is no secret here. Then he said, we explained to him what has happened and we told him that we know this man. This man is an honest person and for sure what he says is true. فَقَالَ. Then Imam said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. رَحْمَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمَا. May Allah's mercy be on Muslim and Hani ibn Urwah. يُكَرِّرُ ذَلِكَ مِرَارًا. And Imam was repeating, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And then he said, we told Imam, please return. Please don't follow your journey towards Kufa. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَكَ بِالْكُوفَ نَاصِرٌ وَلَا شِيعَ. There is no helper for you in Kufa. There is no Shia of you in Kufa. And we are worried that they may do the same with you. Then Imam alayhi salam looked at the children of Aqil. فَقَالَ مَا تَرَوْنَ فَقَدْ قُتِلَ مُسْلِمْ. What is your idea? Muslim has been killed and you are children of Aqil. What is your view? They said, we don't return unless either we are killed or we can have the revenge of Muslim. فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَيْنَا الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ قَالَ لَا خَيْرَ فِي الْعَيْشِ بَعْدَ هَؤُلَاءِ. Imam Hussein said, there is no point in living after losing people like Muslim and Hani. So he says, we realize that Hussein has already made his decision and we cannot change his mind. So we left Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Imam continued his journey until he reached another manzil, another station called Zabala. And then he received the sad news of martyrdom of Abdullah ibn Yaqtar. Then Imam alayhi salam wrote a letter. This is very important. Imam didn't want to keep the people with him while they are not informed, while they have hope for success or victory. He wanted everyone to be there honestly and sincerely for Allah. Not for hope of victory or, you know, having some money or position. So Imam wrote a letter and asked this letter to be recited, read for them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amma ba'd. Fa'innahu qad atana khabarun fadi'a. We have received a very sad news. Qatlu Muslim ibn Aqil wa Hani ibn Urwa. وَعَبْدُ ibn Yaqtar. We have received the sad news of martyrdom of Muslim and Hani and Abdullah. وَقَدْ خَذَلَنَا شِيعَةٌ. Our Shia in Kufa, they have left us without help. They haven't helped us. This breaks the heart that those who were Shia of Imam Hussein and Amir al-Bani, who wrote letters to them and invited Imam Hussein and his companion, they didn't help Imam. خَذَلَنَا شِيعَتُنَا. They have abandoned us. They have forsaken us. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ مِنْكُمُ الْإِنْصَرَافِ فَلْيَنْصَرِفِ. Everyone who wants to go back, now you can go back. غَيْرَ حَرَجٍ لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ ذِمَامٍ. There is no pressure. There is no obligation. If you want to leave me, you can leave me. فَتَفَرَّقَ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ وَأَخَذُوا يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. Many people left Imam Hussein. Some went towards right, some went towards left. Many people left Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Hatta baqiya fi ashabihi alladhina ja'u ma'ahu min al-Madina. Only those people who were from Medina with Imam, those who joined in Mecca and on the way, many of them left. Wa nafarun yaseerun mimman zabu ilayhi. The people from Medina and a little other people who joined on the way. Most of people left Imam. وَإِنَّمَا فَعْلَ ذَٰلِكَ لَأَنَّهُ عَلِمَ أَنَّ الْأَعْرَابَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ إِنَّمَا اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُ يَأْتِي بَلَدًا قَدْ اسْتَقَامَتْ لَهُ طَاعَةُ أَحْلِهِ. Imam deliberately gave them this message because he knew many of those Bedouins who joined him, they thought that everything is prepared in Kufa. They will receive very warm welcome and they will enjoy. So Imam didn't want anyone to be with him unless he is sure that what is the destiny. This is very important. I read quickly a poem and inshallah take your permission. This is about Hazrat Muslim. Kahraman ishq dar chah bala uftad ast kar Muslim vay dast ashghiya uftad ast. The hero of love who is Muslim now is arrested and his life lies in the hands of the vicious people. Ashq jari barrokhash sharh ghami penhan dad. The tears which come out from the eyes of Muslim indicate some great grief in his heart. Why Muslim is very sad? Why he is crying? Gushaye qurbat biyad Karbala uftad ast. He is crying because he is thinking of Hussein and family of Hussein, who because of receiving his message are coming towards Kufa. Bagh shod mordab gula neize wo shamshir shod qasid karb o balai az nawa ufdad ast. The city of Kufa, which was welcoming Muslim, was like a garden, but now all those flowers have turned into swords and spears against Muslim. Sar sar peyman guzarash roy dar ufdad ast. Dil sar o karash be khalqi bi wafa ufdad ast. The head which Muslim had offered to show his loyalty is going to be executed and be cut off. And the heart of Muslim is broken when he saw that people are not keeping their promise. Ah, Golchinan ke az har bamba sang ajzan. In gol tu bas az shakh juda uftad az. From the roofs of the building they throw stones at Muslim. It is a flower which is separated from the garden of Ahlul Bayt and is left alone. Dast mehman bastan o ba kam adshan kushtanash. Az kuja dar kufain rasme khata ufdad az. I don't know when the people of Kufa developed this habit. They invite someone as a guest, but then they fasten his hands and kill him while he is thirsty. What a bad custom they have in treating their guests. Namahaye davat Kufa bejoz nayrang nis. Bad marami, bad dili, dar kufa ja uftad ast. The letters of invitation are all fake. In the people of Kufa's heart, there is no honesty and sincerity. Kared del Hashan b'nei rango nefaq uftadas. Kared lab Hashan b'lano nasaza uftadas. In their heart there is hypocrisy, and their tongue there is cursing and swearing at Muslims. Tesh Hashan Khaino Ain Yena Pakis. Why as Cheshmi ke as Sharmo Haya Ufdadas. Their eyes are not honest, their eyes are not looking with sham and modesty. Bogzar az kufe, nabini tabrui goncha. Radde paz panjaye najna ufdadat. Don't look at Kufa, because soon you will see in this Kufa how they badly treat the flowers of Hussein. Ala la'natullahi ala al-qawmi al-zalimin. Wa sayalamu al-ladhina zalamu wa yamun ghalabin yanghalabun. O Allah, please send your salutation to Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. O Allah, please honor us by being able to serve Muhammad and all Muhammad. Please enable us to serve our Imam Zaman before and after he comes. Please protect us and our families, our community from anything which is bad and dislike. O Allah, please give your shafa to all the ill people. Please send your rahman, forgiveness to all marhumin, marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are here, and those who have rights upon us. O Allah, please make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Inshallah, we'll be here again tomorrow night. Now? During the day, I'm fine, but. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Unless you have...